Thank you and good morning. The Secretary of the Interior, Sally Jewell, has announced that the federal department will not conduct a water release into the Klamath Basin that would supply fresh water for migrating salmon this year. Tribal leaders and local officials are now concerned that a lack of water will lead to a massive fish kill similar to what occurred in 2002. Congressman Jared Huffman said in a statement that, by state law, Trinity River salmon must be protected before water is used to bail out the Central Valley Project. When you find yourself in a hole, you're supposed to stop digging, but reclamation has dug itself a hole it cannot get out of. Hoopa and Yurok tribal leaders echoed that statement, saying that the secretary is making a long-shot bet that if the fish begin dying, an emergency release would provide relief, but that water wouldn't even reach the affected areas for more than 40 days. Deputies from the Sheriff's Office and agents from the Forest Service served search warrants at three locations on Forest Service land on Brush Mountain, Gainer Peak, and Oak Knob on Monday and found severe environmental damage at marijuana grow sites. Officers confiscated more than 3,700 growing plants, but it was the pesticides and rodenticides found at the locations that were of the greatest concern. Three ecologists accompanied the search teams, and they found mounds of trash and debris, along with 24 pounds of rodenticides, 15 pounds of second-generation rodenticides, along with malathion and fertilizers. A stream diversion used to water the gardens was also found, and Dr. Murad Gabriel of UC Davis said that the illegal diversions of this amount of water prohibits the flow of cool water into tributaries that support salmon populations. No suspects were found on scene, but deputies did gather information that could lead to arrests. Sheriff's deputies are investigating three burglaries at Hobie's Market in Scotia that have occurred in the past 8 weeks. The first burglary occurred on June 6th, the second on Monday, and the third on Wednesday, and all three break-ins took place in the early morning hours between midnight and 5:30 a.m. The thieves have stolen cigars, liquor, cigarettes, magazines, and candy, with a value estimated at more than $3,000. The burglars initially smashed a side window to gain entry to Hobie's and have used the same window in the past two incidents as well. Deputies and Fortuna police have responded to alarms at the market, but the burglars have managed to flee the scene before they arrived. Anyone with information is asked to contact the sheriff's office. Arcata police are searching for 24-year-old Willow Creek resident Joel Johnston, who was wanted in connection with an armed robbery attempt and a shooting incident at a residence in Sunnybrae over the weekend. The victim told deputies that Johnston and a second man, both known to the victim, came to the house to discuss business and then pulled handguns and demanded money. A physical altercation then ensued and Johnston's handgun discharged, grazing the victim. Johnston and the second suspect fled the scene. Anyone with information is asked to contact Arcata Police. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. There is new data available from a homeless study. Dave Silverbrand has more.
It's time to put the names on Eureka's homeless problem. That's the recommendation of a consulting group trying to help the city deal with problems created by people without homes. The consulting group has produced a document called a Homelessness Policy Paper, and in it, the consultant recommends naming the 10 to 15 people who are generating the largest number of police and service calls. And then the city should concentrate on helping them find a permanent place to live and the support that goes along with it. The paper, produced by Focus Strategies, said the city is already working together on the homeless problem and should continue to do so. One member of the Homeless Coalition is Betty Chin, whose agency has already been working to put homeless young people in schools and colleges.
I have 17 high school. I take to school every day. So this year I have four go to 4 years university and the rest go to community college or job training school. And they go forward for their life and time for make a better life for themselves.
The consulting group also suggests a better system of information management, numbers to show if and how efforts to help the homeless are working.
And that's the news on this Thursday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.